you to once again state your name and ADC number for the record.
Okay. Wayne Chadwick, 317-271.
Thank you, Mr. Chadwick. Your appearance with Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the three allegations on your warrant. Based on information we have, you was notified of this hearing back on August the 3rd, 2018. Will you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And it stated in my name that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room. May we assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are three board members participating in your hearing today. They are to my right, then which will be your left. That is the Honorable Mr. Lee Kiwanis. On the other side of myself, that is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair. And the gentleman that hopefully you should be able to see now, that is Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Chapman and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God or be you so firm? Mr. Chapman, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Okay, sir, you have, as I've indicated, you have three allegations on your warrant. Now, I'm going to read each of them. I'm going to give you three options as I read each of them. The reason I'm giving you the three options is it shows on my information on the warrant, it shows that you have a booking number as well as a DR number. Maybe this has already been resolved, but if it has not been resolved, and if you have to go to court, they can request a copy of this hearing because this hearing is being recorded. And so they can request a copy if it's already been resolved. We still want to do it this way at any rate. So you have three options. You can tell me it's true, false, or that you want to plead to fifth. Do you understand, sir?
Yes, sir.
First one is that you're in violation of Arizona for this supervision 12A. It's demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after your release on or about June 19, 2018. True, false, or the fifth, sir?
True.
Thank you, sir. The next one reads that you are in violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision Number 5. It's demonstrated by your act of your act of damage to property to of another in Maricopa County, Arizona, only about July 7th, 2018. Sir, is that true or false, or do you plead to fifth?
True.
And finally, that you're in violation of Arizona Condition Supervision Number 5 is demonstrated by your possession of items commonly used in ingest illegal drugs in Maricopa County, Arizona, only about July 7, 2018. True, false, or do you plead to fifth, sir?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Chapman, I mean to find him that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was the delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Now, sir, we're going into phase two of your hearing. Phase two is the very important part of your hearing because at the end of phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue on your supervision. However, we begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. Therefore, we're going to ask you to remain quiet while we get this information, and then we're going to come back and talk with you, sir, and you can tell the board whatever you want to tell the board this afternoon. So remain quiet, and we get some background information from Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner, sir.
Mr. Chadwick was released from ADC custody on 6-19-2018 and arrested on 7-7-2018 by the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office on new felony charges of criminal damage and possession of drug paraphernalia. Returned back to ADC custody on 7-13-2018 with a CSED of 117-2019 with 0 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. No prior convictions, this is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-3. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted, no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimum with possession and manufacturing of intoxicants noted. Other arrest, 2004, burglary, third degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 2013, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. And then 7-16-2018, criminal damage, Arizona pending charges. Has a GV score of G1-V2. The parole office did not send me status of charges. All I have is what came up showing that they're pending. But there does seem to be a pending felony hold by MCSO.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, sir, for providing us with that information. We don't have too much information on you with our case supervision summary, but it seems to me that when you were released, you were to reside at Traditions, located at 2429 Westminster Avenue in Phoenix, but FEMA failed to report to that location after his release from prison. So where did you go after you were released, sir?
I went to a friend's house instead, because I didn't know where the address was, because I don't know Phoenix.
Okay, so you couldn't ask nobody how to get to Traditions at 2429 West Vista in Phoenix? You didn't have no contact? What about, did you have any contact at all with your parole officer? Did you go to the parole office and talk with your parole officer?
No, sir.
So you didn't have any contact at all? So you were just...
No, I did not.
So where did you say you resigned, sir? While you were in Phoenix?
I just took the train, went to Mesa, you know, to a friend's house, because I didn't have no way to contact, because I didn't have a phone. I had nothing.
Okay. When you were released from a prison, didn't they give you an address and phone number? Didn't they give you an address and phone number of your parole officer, sir?
They didn't give me a number, but they gave me the address.
They didn't give you a number at all, so you were okay.
No, sir.
Well, I'm sorry that happened. Okay, sir. And so with that being the case, that means that you did not have any UAs or... You didn't have anything to do with tasks. You were just you were just out during that period of time. Now you were out, sir, based on what I believe, just what, about a little more than
20 days.
Yes, sir. And so about 20 days, and so you just spent time. But let me ask. I'm going to ask Mr. Turner this. I'm going to ask you this. Mr. Turner, he was out, 20 days or whatever it was, but he did abscond, so why didn't he abscond?
He did abscond.
Oh, well, I don't know if he did.
The date that the warrant was signed out by administration, mm-hmm. It was after the fact that he was arrested.
Okay.
So since it was signed after the fact that he was arrested, we don't charge for abscond days.
Okay, so he gets no abscond days, but he was... out those days between the 19th of June and the 7th of July. Okay, sir. Is there anything else you want to tell the board? Since I don't have any other information on you, you didn't have any employment, so you were just out with your friend, living with your friend there in Mesa. How did you know you had a friend in Mesa? You said you didn't know anything about this area, sir. So how did you find a friend in Mesa, sir?
The DOC gave me $50 automatically to take the shuttle all the way to Phoenix. And then I took the light rail to my friend's house in Mesa.
Well, how did you have a friend, and someone that you knew that had been incarcerated? How did you have this friend, sir?
I know him for years. Oh. You know, I mean, I know him for quite some time. He's an old friend of mine.
Okay, well, he can't be an old friend, but you're just 29 years of age. He's a friend of yours. You don't want to call him old, I don't think. I'm just kidding, sir, but you don't want to call him old because you're just 29 yourself. You can't be too old. Okay, let me get some information from Mr. Turner, and then we'll move forward. Yes, sir, Honorable Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir, I reviewed his release packet. The address that he was approved is, that he stated he couldn't find was the address that he requested and was approved to reside upon release from prison. Also, on the bottom of his conditions, condition 12A, that he signed prior to being released from prison, he signed on 5/19, that he should have received a copy of, states, "I report in person at the South Mountain Parole Office located at 801 South 16th Street, Suite Number 1, Phoenix, Arizona, 85034, within 24 hours of my release."
Okay, do you recall any of that information, sir?
Yes, sir, I do have a copy of that.
Okay, but you just didn't...
I just didn't know where it was.
Nope.
I didn't know how to get there.
Nope.
And I have no, you know, nobody in Phoenix to get a hold of.
Okay. Okay, sir, I'm going to see if other board members might have any questions for you at this time. I don't hear any questions from other board members at this time. I just have one other question. What were you doing when the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office picked you up, sir?
I was having a bad day and just went off. And when the MCSO got me into the vehicle, I was banging my head, you know, and I was just having a bad day. And they got me halfway down the street because I was walking.
Look, just curious, were you on drugs or anything that day? Or what was going on with you, sir?
I'll be honest. Yes, you know, I did smoke a little bit, you know what I mean, and that morning, but it was in the afternoon when they got me. So I think it wore off or something, I don't know.
What have you been smoking? What did you smoke that morning, sir? I'm just curious.
Meth.
Okay, sir. Is that your drug of choice, sir?
Yes, sir.
Have you done anything to help you to rid yourself of using drugs at all? You know, anything like any AA or NA or anything of that nature, sir?
I would like to receive help, but, you know, because I am a drug addict and I do have a problem. And I do need help.
Yes, sir. Somehow you did. If you had worked with your PO, I have a feeling you would have received some help or some would have been offered to you. I just want to ask you one other question, because you said that you didn't know anybody in Phoenix. Where are you from? Are you from this area or somewhere else, sir?
I'm originally born from Cleveland, Ohio, but I moved out in Apache Junction. East Mesa.
Okay.
So I grew up in East Mesa.
Okay. That's why you went to Mesa, okay, because you knew people out there in that area. Okay. Once again, board members, any questions? Board members don't have any questions for you, sir. We're coming towards the end of your hearing at this time. Therefore, we want to see if you have anything else you want to say to the board at this time before the board goes into discussion and makes its determination. Anything else you want to share with the board, sir?
Yes, sir. I just have one question to the board. Do you guys know if they're going to teach to me, you know, during my time, at the end of my time?
If they're going to do what now? I just didn't understand. If they're going to do what to me?
Page to me, like, give me more time for the new charges. Bring the new charges up, is what I'm saying.
I believe that I let Mr. Turner speak on that, but I think right now we don't know for sure, but we do believe that something is pending at this time, sir. But we cannot certify that, and we believe, and I notice I'm using the word believe, but I'm not saying that this is the case, we believe that the Maricopa Sheriff's Office may have a detainer on you, sir. So if they have a detainer, they're going to pick you up when you leave. If they don't have one, then you won't be picked up, sir. But that's what we believe at this time, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. The board is now going into discussion, for which you remain quiet, sir, while the board is in discussion. Stay on the phone. This is a very unfortunate situation. This young man, 29 years of age, he ended up in Phoenix. Phoenix, and he said he didn't know how to get around in Phoenix, but he did know Mesa pretty well, so he ended up over in Mesa. With a friend, although I was trying to explain why he was did not abscond, but he should have reported to his parole officer when much earlier, because he was out for around 20 days from July 7th until, I'm sorry, from June 19th until July 7th, and his parole officer had no idea where he was or what he was doing. And with that being said, I'm not in favor at this time, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time who might think otherwise. Hearing nothing from other board members, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Chadwick did violate terms and conditions of supervision with the delinquent, and based upon information in warrant number 018W1995, I'm further going to move to revoke the supervision in as much as he did not report to his parole office or to his place that he had agreed to reside at. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kawanis. So your community supervision has been revoked, and as you know probably better than I do, that you will be released on about January 17, 2019. And if everything is worked out, you won't have parole officer, but if some of these charges are still pending, you have to work those out when you are released, sir. We wish you the best and good luck, and once everything is worked out for you, we look forward to never seeing you again in Orange as a guest of the Department of Corrections. This will end your hearing, sir. Thank you so very much, and please put the CO3 on the phone, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.